A central topic of our readings today is greed, which we can define as a desire of material wealth that leads to idolatry. And when we hear this definition, we might react by thinking or feeling, well, that's not me. A desire of material wealth to the point of idolatry. Who does that, really? Who worships money or material things as if those things were God? But we should actually be wise and think about this. While no one here will per se explicitly worship money or anything material as if those things were a God, maybe some of us might fall into some versions of greed, especially two of the most common contemporary versions of greed, which are consumerism and overworking. Consumerism is such a common and, in some ways, not too ugly kind of temptation. We receive a certain pleasure, a kind of happiness from new possessions that we like and enjoy, and it is just so easy to experience these days. And then overworking, being a workaholic. It's also so common and also so not too ugly kind of thing, but we just want to achieve, to perform, and so to be recognized, to make sure we are productive and appreciated because of what we do. Now, to be clear, completely clear, being productive and material possessions, those things are not bad. They can actually be good. But we need to be wise and realize that in some cases, they can actually become occasions of idolatry. When we care too much about those things, about what we have, what we need, when we are too attracted by the things and they are constantly in our minds, our productivity, the recognition that we need to experience. When we care too much to the point, this is the key, of finding our security, our value, of placing our trust and our joy in those things, then those things can become a sort of God. So the Lord is lovingly inviting all of us, no matter where we feel we are regarding this, to a simple examination of conscience. And he's very clear today. Do not store up treasures for yourselves, but be rich in what matters to God. So what is that? Today, we honor St. Ignatius of Loyola. Because it's a Sunday, we don't do the prayers for the Mass of St. Ignatius, but today is his feast day. Ignatius wrote in his spiritual exercises what he called the principle and foundation. And this can be very helpful for us to bring to a very concrete level our reflection. He wrote this: man was created to praise, reverence, and serve God, and by these means, to save his soul. It's very short, it's very deep, so I'm going to read it again. Man was created to praise, reverence, and serve God, and by this means to save his soul. The end, the goal for all of us, the very fact that we exist, is this: to praise God, to love God, and so to be saved. And then Ignatius draws a very practical conclusion. He says, regarding all the other things that exist, everything else, we should use them if those things help us attain our goal. So praise God and be saved. And we should not use them if they become an obstacle for that goal. Very simple, but then it gets very concrete. We can ask ourselves, so my possessions, the things I own, my savings, are those things, things that help me praise God, put my trust in Him, and so that lead me to salvation? If the answer is yes, then we should be grateful and enjoy them. My works, my projects, my occupations, do they lead me? Do they help me to serve God, to reverence God, and so do they bring me closer to salvation? If the answer is yes, then again, gratitude, maybe work even harder. But, and it is a possibility, if the answer is no, or maybe even some doubt, the need for further clarity, then we should take this to heart, bring it to prayer, and examine ourselves. We should not want anything as attractive as that can be, that situation, that thing. Anything that might become an obstacle to love God and be saved. And we should want everything that will lead us in some way to praise God more and closer to salvation. And that can certainly include material things and works. When Ignatius was recovering from a wound, he was a soldier who lived for just vain human glory. When he was wounded and was recovering from this wound, his leg, he was just trying to kill time, and they brought books to him, but they couldn't find any books about the things that he liked and enjoyed, so books about knights and wars and that kind of thing. They only found books about saints. That wasn't his thing, but he had nothing to do, so he started to read these books. And then a question came to him again and again. He asked himself, and what if I did what St. Francis or St. Dominic did? What if I did that? Eventually he did. He became a great saint, and he lived for a kind of glory that nothing the world offered could even approach. Today, right now, we should ask ourselves the same question, whether for the first or the 100th time. What if I, right now, in the circumstances of my life, right now, not when I will have more time or no, right now, what if I did what Francis, what Dominic, what Ignatius, and so many other saints have done? What if I sincerely chose to respond to God's love and try to become a saint? What if I cared for that infinite and eternal glory of God's love more than anything else, more than anything material, more than any passing glory or success? Then we would find so much joy and simplicity in our lives, so much meaning behind everything we did. Then we will become rich in what really matters to God.